It is July the 24th, 2016, and we are here to receive the blessings of Christ and the enrichment and fullness of the Holy Spirit and the grace of God. We thank everyone who has come here to join in our community because your presence makes a difference. We are a whole family. We are a whole world. We are the wholeness of God. And as we take presence in our community, we strengthen one another. So thank you so much for showing up and being here with your faith, your love, your hope, your needs, whatever that might be for you. And I would ask anyone who wants to be on the call to join right now. This would be a perfect time while we're waiting for everyone to arrive. It would be a perfect time to ask for a blessing or to let us know about blessings you've received. We're here for you. We're here to hear about your life and celebrate your life. Well, it looks like we're waiting just a little bit for someone to get ready to come on. So I will keep us filled with words that I believe are special for this day and part of what we will be offering and receiving. This is a really, really beautiful summer day here. Quite hot down in South Texas on the coast. And I was noticing an interesting thing today when I was sitting on the patio. And what I was noticing is how my perceptions changed in relation to gratitude. I first went outside with a cup of coffee and I sat down in my reclining chair and I thought to myself, well, that was a silly thing to do. Actually, I used the word stupid. I was just trying to be polite. That was a really, really dumb thing to do, to bring a hot cup of coffee out here on the hot porch on a day with a heat index about 109. But I decided to stay with it because coffee is really what I wanted. I had a good night's sleep, and I was still a little bit sleepy, and I just wanted to wake up a little bit. And so I set the coffee over on the side table, awaiting different thoughts. And the first thing that came to mind was that I was so grateful to be here. I was so grateful to have this beautiful environment in which to have a relaxing moment and a cup of coffee, even if it was too hot. And I wasn't touching the coffee at all. I was just letting it sit there. I thought it would cool down, which this is one of those days where if you want to heat your coffee, you set it on a table outside. So, no, it didn't cool down. But I did. And that's the fascinating thing. The more gratitude I felt, the more splendor I noticed around me, the more comfortable I became with everything, the greater ease I felt. And I just closed my eyes in prayer. I asked for the presence of the Holy Spirit, and it came through me like a cool breeze. And all of a sudden, I was really, really refreshed. And I thought, this is really so lovely, because I could have come out here with a lemonade instead. I could have cooled down with a beverage with ice in it and never thought about coping with the situation. And how much more I learned by having a situation to cope with, to just be in a state of grace. And that's when it came to me that grace is really the opposite of resistance. And without any resistance, my perception, now it's just my perception, but my perception of the temperature dropped about 10 degrees. And then I got such a lovely idea to sit by the pool, put my feet in the pool, and my perception of the temperature dropped another 10 degrees. By the time I had moved myself through that little coping regimen, I felt absolutely delightfully engaged with this deep south southern afternoon. Well, actually it was morning then, late morning. I thought about all the novels and stories that had been centered around life in the deep south and how characteristic what I was feeling was and how much it had filled the lives of poets and writers and movie producers and film stars who had been part of great Hollywood productions about the lifestyle down here in the Deep South. Everything from Gone with the Wind to Cat on a Hot Tin Roof to, so many, many, many more. And then I realized that the whole quality of life is measured by the soul's presence in our life to lend grace and repair us from resistance. Quality of life, in at least in America and in so many of the more wealthy countries, is often measured by the things you own, your income, what you can do, what you're free to do, and those kinds of things. But I was thinking about how my grandmother and my grandfather coped with these hot summer days in Texas. They just opened the windows, sat on the porch, had iced tea, played a guitar, sang, and lost all of their resistance to the heat. And it was from that loss of resistance that the quality of life that made their life unique emerged. It wasn't from the things. It was from how we lend quality through grace. And through grace, how the soul takes a greater presence in our life. It's only the body that ever resists. It's only the body that ever hurts or has perceptions of fear, or lack, or need. And this doesn't erase the fact that we do have needs. We do have pain. Pain is inevitable. If you're going to live on planet Earth for very long, you will have some pain. It may just be a headache, but it also might be a heartache. We all have pain, but it's resistance that makes that pain grow and encourages that pain to become a reality that then has to be treated or remedied with other physical realities. In other words, let me just give you an example. It wasn't too long ago that I had a really bad toothache, and the dentist said I was going to have a root canal, and a crown. And I didn't like that prognosis, didn't like that at all. But in the process, that was actually 3 years ago, right before I moved down to South Texas. And in the process of getting ready for the move, going through the move, being here, setting up the house, somehow I forgot about that toothache. My attention went on to other things, and it's not that I had a daily meditation and mantra to heal that toothache spiritually or to get over it with lack of resistance. The fact is, my attention was just put on so many other things. I didn't think about it. And then I delayed my normal dental maintenance way too long because I was afraid that when I found a dentist down here, he or she would call my attention to the problem. So finally, about 6 months ago, I decided, okay, it's time. At the very least, I need to get some x-rays, get my teeth cleaned. Went to the dentist, and the dentist said, well, your teeth are perfect. Perfect. Not like, well, we might need to do a little work, but not much. No, your teeth are perfect. I had my teeth cleaned. Everything was x-rayed. And I had completely forgotten about the fact that I had no pain for 3 years. What happened? I took my attention off of it. I stopped resisting it. There have been so many times in my life when I have had lack for things. Even now, even though I have some valuable intellectual properties that could be licensed for a lot of money, I don't do that because I like to keep them very close to my guardianship. I like to keep my work very close to me, and that means that I do without a lot of things materially. But it's worth it to me. And I don't think about the fact that I don't have things, that I have a very, very old car. In fact, there's so many things wrong with my car, it's pathetic. But I never think about it. And you know what? My car never breaks down. The only trouble I've had in the last 6 months was a flat tire. And I called AAA. And they came out and they found that in my spare tire bin, I actually had a new tire. So I didn't even have to go buy a new tire. I just went and had the one that went flat fixed, and they found that it was just a nail, so they fixed it perfectly and put it back in as my spare tire. What I'm trying to tell you is that so many people in this world have so little, and yet they have a marvelous, marvelous life. Don't ever measure the quality of your life by what you do and don't have materially, because there's not one of us, no matter how wealthy you might be, that wouldn't find something on your list missing. If you put everything on your list and said, okay, I've got it all, then you'd find some one thing. Oh, I think I'm going to go get that. And you'd find something else. It's all about grace. And grace is all about the fullness of the soul in your life. And how, as a matter of fact, grace will heal your life, and it will provide that which you need. I have told people so many times about the need to come and just enjoy the blessings over and over again. If you have an extra 30 or 40 minutes in the day, go to our website, christblessing.org. And just pick out one of the recordings and listen to it. Because The reason is that we cultivate grace through our state of heart and our state of mind, our state of being, our state of faith. And faith is a little bit like a very, very slow moving glacier that doesn't move very far in 1 year. And yet, if you stand on it and look at how vast it is, it's awesome. And if you walk to the backside of a glacier, you'll see the fertile valley it created through its many, many, many years of descending down the mountain slope. Sometimes the cultivation of grace is a slow process, and you simply have to be with it. But it doesn't take much faith to activate the presence of grace. Yeshua said the tiniest little bit of faith, and you can move a mountain. The tiniest little bit of faith will accomplish the most wondrous things in your life. And I really believe, from my years of watching my life, and it's been about 25 years now, of watching all of this grow and develop and change and living with it and being with it, I've noticed how much more depth I have received personally because I didn't rush out and try to do something suddenly startling to the world. I just accepted by grace whatever Yeshua was ready to bring to me next, and he did, he always did, whatever he would support me with next, and he always did. And after 25 years of moving with this powerful state of grace that's been developing in this work, in my life, I feel that finally it is time. It is time that we make an extremely large outreach to the world because we have a strong foundation. We have a strong foundation of love, of community, of understanding, and of demonstration of faith and demonstration of integrity and truth and devotion. Nothing that could happen will shake our strength at this point. And so, my friends, as you bring in more of a state of grace to your life, you will find that you grow stronger. And I would suggest that you look back over your life and bring forward, almost like reaching out with your hand and bringing forward moments of grace you've experienced in the past. Because grace is timeless. It exists outside time and space. It is the purest state of love, which is why when I refer to the blessing, you'll notice every week I refer to the love of Christ, the healing energy of the Holy Spirit, and the grace of God. The works of God sometimes are instantaneous, and sometimes they take long, long periods of time to show their face. But I really believe that those moments which are instantaneous have already been working in our life for long, long periods of time. You see, 1,000 years for God isn't even the blink of an eye for us. A thousand years for us isn't even the blink of an eye for God. And so we become impatient. And we want our blink of an eye to also be the blink of God's eye. And God finds other wondrous ways of bringing us blessings and moving through our life and stirring us into inspiration so that we begin to look for what's been given to us already. And you know what? Most of what you will receive has already been given. You just haven't been given the directions, the awareness, and the eyes to see it. I want to personally add to our blessing today the blessing of a couple that I joined in holy matrimony earlier today. It was a lovely ceremony of vows. And this couple has been loving each other for a very, very long time. And yet the saying of vows was transformational. It was a moment at which their vows became united with God to be God's vow for them. That's what I mean when I say that sometimes things that have been in the works for a very long period of time just need a moment of activation. 25 years of me working with Christ is soon coming to a moment of activation. Even though we still struggle and we still live on a shoestring, I have no resistance to that because I know everything is in God's timing. I would also like to bring into the blessing a very, very important work for this world. It's a team of people who are bringing about innovations in technology that will literally change life for every single person on this planet. From cleaning up the atmosphere, which it will do, cleaning up the oceans, which it will do, making affordable energy available to everyone, which it will do, providing safe computer encryption that will end all cyber warfare forever. Can you imagine how that will change the way nations interact with each other? That will change, that will establish an inability for any nation to break the currency of another. Do you know how that will change the potential for monetary warfare? What these people are doing is of such enormous importance. It has been growing for a very, very long period of time. And we are right on the cusp of an activation point. That activation point which perfectly meets with the will of God, and no one can resist because it has been set in place. And I would ask our blessing givers who really care about that to hold that in your heart and your mind today. I would ask blessing givers who really care about matrimonial love to hold in your heart and mind this couple that is joined in love today. And those who are here to help others who need physical healing or other types of healing in their life, I ask you to hold them in your heart. I see we do have a caller finally on from area code 856. And you're on. Hello.
Hello. Glenda, this is Eva.
Hi, Eva.
I am in Virginia Beach presently, and it is very hot here too, and I appreciated your message about the resistance, because I know that does make a big difference. But I did get cooled down in the ocean today, which I haven't had the privilege of doing for a number of years now. But what I would like to ask is a blessing for, we're having a family vacation, and I would like to have a special blessing for our family. We are in a very high energy place. We're close to the ARE, and the people that own this house are very much involved with that, and have cleared the house, and just coming into the place that we're staying, I could feel a beautiful energy here, and I thought it would be a good place for us to have a blessing. So
certainly will, Eva, and actually that brings up something I would really, really like to say to everyone, and that is, so often I give blessings to families because I really believe that our families are so important to us, because this is where we share our core reality, our faith, and our sense of unity at a circle of distance around us that's visible. We can abstractly see our unity and believe in our unity with all mankind, which I do, but the way we visually see it and we visually celebrate it with all of our senses is really through our family, our neighbors, and our closest friends. And I think that's why Yeshua said in his second commandment to love our neighbors as ourselves. He meant the whole human race. You know he meant that. But he wanted us to see this love and this union celebrated and held between ourselves and those with whom we directly share life. Because in doing that, it becomes a model of perfection that then radiates out to the world and becomes an example for the world. So indeed, your family will be held in blessings today.
And I do want to include my one granddaughter who can't be with us today, who is in Colombia doing an internship for college work. And, of course, she would love to be here too, and we'd love to have her. But I want her especially to be included as well. So thank you.
We sure will. We sure will. And I'm going to go through our board and see if there's anyone else who would like to speak up. Otherwise, we are at the 29-minute mark of our blessing call. And, yet, okay, we have Jean Marie. Hi. You're on.
Oh, hi, Glenda. This is Jean Marie. I rarely ever get under the weather, but today and for the last two or three days, I've been under the weather, and I would just like to be put in that magnificent blessing today.
You sure will, and I will personally hold you in my heart that you will get up on sunlit clouds instead
thank
of being underneath rain clouds.
I am ready. Thank you so much. That's it.
Okay, my dear, and yes, and that's where I want you and all of us, and if it doesn't happen immediately for any of you, please just appreciate and understand the power of grace that comes by releasing our resistance to whatever we may be facing or being asked to confront. Much love to all of you now, and we will be joining in our blessing. And blessing givers, whatever you are called to focus upon, please do that. Sometimes we just give a blessing universally to all, but I ask each blessing giver today to focus upon a particular desire, a particular gift you would like to give the world, to a person, to the love that you are and all the love that you see around you. I see today as a day when we want to focus upon something wonderful and give to that wonderful possibility the power of grace. So we will begin with my prayer to Yeshua. Then all of you will be in your heart, in your state of prayer for about 3 minutes while we conduct the energy of the Holy Spirit. Dear Yeshua, thank you for teaching us about the power of grace and for bringing it so richly into your life that we see how indeed it works, how it lifted you up from your darkest moment, how it raised you up from your loss of physical life, how by grace you extended it into the salvation of the entire world. And all any of us need to do is simply live in the power of grace and call it forward in our life with faith, with love, and with charity to others. We thank you for this lesson, and we thank you for giving us the courage to believe in it and to call you into our hearts right now. We thank you for the blessing we are about to receive. Amen. Amen. Your blessing is complete. Now, go and rest and receive all that has been given to you. Have a blessed and healing week with much happiness. I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye for now.